Of one true and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I had the honor of studying under Reginald Fuller at Virginia Seminary during a symposium, and one of the things Professor Fuller said was, "This particular passage is one of the most difficult passages to preach on, certainly in year A, and maybe the entire cycle of reading." And the reason for that is it deals with judgment, and none of us like to be judged. The second reason is that in today's passage, biblical scholars agree, both the progressive, the fundamentalist, the Jesus Seminar, that what we have is a 100% true accounting of Jesus in his last formal teaching in Matthew. And it is disconcerting. Judgment. Judgment. It's a word that makes us feel uncomfortable. Judgment makes us feel uncomfortable because the world judges us. We're judged on the clothes we wear, the school we attended, the people we hang out with. We're even judged on our job or the church we go to, and we are so good at judging others, aren't we? By our own individual standards. How many of you participated in Black Friday sales? I was introduced to this wonderful event 7 years ago by my daughter-in-law, and I have enjoyed it ever since. I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock. I participated in Black Friday sales here in Waco, Texas. And by 8 o'clock, I had gotten everything I needed. So to celebrate, I went to Cracker Barrel. I told the waitress I was happy. I had saved myself $300 on Black Friday. She poured my coffee and remarked, "Yep, you be the judge. You saved $300 on one day. Doesn't that mean they've been overcharging you the other 364 days? Judgment. It does give us pause, doesn't it? Because we all do it. And Jesus tells us in today's gospel, we are going to be judged. He tells us what that judgment will look like. And he compares a simile between goats and sheep. And the hearers in Jesus' day would have known one thing. They would have known the nature of these two animals. The sheep, they enjoyed eating the grass and the clover on the ground. The goats nibbled on the top of bushes as they stood up on two legs. Goats are aggressive. Sheep, relatively mild. They can feed together during the day, but at night, the shepherd would call the sheep. The sheep would hear his voice, and the shepherd would take them into a pen. The goats, they just kept on doing what goats do. And the reason the sheep had to be put in a pen at night is that when a predator came at night, the shepherd would not see the predator, and the sheep would get startled, and they would run as one flock. And the slowest one, that's the one the predator would get. Now the goats can jump and do a 360 in the air. They can kick with their sharpened hooves. They've got horns. They are aggressive. And when threatened, they take off and scatter in all directions, not running as one, but saving themselves as individuals. Now, knowing this nature, Jesus uses it as a simile, in this parable, as an allegory, a beautiful poetic moment. Sheep and goats. He's going to judge us on that standard. Do we stay together? Do we listen to the shepherd? Do we hear his voice? Or do we run away? I confess that a lot of us are goats at times. It's our human nature. We need to be like sheep. I think a modern-day illustration was done in Salt Lake City by an LDS bishop 4 years ago, almost to this very day. His name was Elder David Musselman. He dressed up like a poor person. He got a makeup artist to help him with a cut on his cheek. Ratty hair, scruffy beard, dirty, tattered clothes, and one of those hats that looked like it had been buried under a bridge for 2 years. You've got the picture, right? And instead of going into his Mormon church, called a ward, as the bishop, he approached it as a poor man. Did the sheep welcome him, or did the goats butt him out? He said that five members of his congregation basically said, "You don't really belong here." But it was the children that wanted to help him the most. Those kids that were untouched by the judgment of this world. I think Elder David Musselman did us all a favor. What would we do if a man, smelly, ragged clothes, showed up at St. Paul's? Would we judge him unworthy, or would we welcome him to church? To be a sheep is to be like Jesus. To paraphrase Jesus, when you give a cup of cold water to the least of these, you're giving it to me. How can we be like Jesus? In an interview with Mother Teresa before she died, a reporter asked her, "What is the greatest gift you have received?" Her answer was, "The poor people." She was asked, "How could the poor possibly be a gift from God?" She replied, "I have an opportunity to be 24 hours a day with Jesus." She went on to explain, she and her nuns cared for the poor in horrible conditions by saying, "We try to pray through our work by doing it with Jesus, for Jesus, to Jesus. This helps us put our whole heart and soul into doing it. The dying, the crippled, the mentally ill, the unwanted, the unloved, they are Jesus in disguise." That's what it means to follow Jesus as a sheep. Sheep treat people they encountered as though Jesus were present in that person in disguise. Everyone should be treated with intrinsic dignity. Everyone needs to feel the deserving love of Christ. Yet the goats among us will not understand. The poor, they deserve what they get. "Get a job, you lazy bum." Or, as Mother Teresa might say, "Bring me the lepers. Bring me the alcoholic. Bring me the sore-infested scourge of humanity so I may see Jesus." No, it's their fault. Why should I give money to those lazy, lazy people who want a handout? These people are getting what they deserve in life. "No," says Mother Teresa, "let me see Jesus in them." Sheep and goats, we're like them, aren't we? Indeed, we are. Sometimes we are both. But we must strive to be like sheep. And how do we do that? We clothe the poor. We feed the hungry. We love those that have no one else but us to love them. We feed the hungry, those empty in their soul who need grace and love. We feed the hungry, those aching in heart who need compassion, who need mercy. We feed the hungry, those that are malnourished in their body, and one meal makes a difference. Feeding over 340-something people here in this parish hall that needed us, that's what sheep do. And we clothe the poor with righteousness, telling them they are worthy of the love of Christ. We clothe the poor with the Word of God, teaching them about God and Christ. And we clothe the poor with our clothes that no longer fit or are outdated. they can make use of them. And we love those that have no one else but us to love them through our actions, our words, our deeds. We give them a cool cup of water. And we love them unconditionally, despite their quirks, their anger, their self-righteousness, their self-centeredness. We are the sheep who see Christ in every person. And I want you to do one thing when you get home. Look in a mirror. Look in a mirror. And I promise you, you will see Christ looking back at you. Because each of us has the indwelling of Christ. And Christ asks that that indwelling finds a way to reach those in need. And we need to understand that when we are fed at the table of the Lord, we say the final alleluias of the Eucharist, we are ready for our service in the world. Our service does not conclude with a dismissal. Our service continues. And we must, and here how I'm going to say this, put a hyphen between this word. We must represent Christ, or as I would say, we like to represent Christ in this world. That's what we're called to do in this gospel. Represent Christ in this world, in our actions and our words. We must take care of the less fortunate. We must be a voice for the oppressed, and we've got to work together as sheep that hears the shepherd's voice, and we will fail. We will fail miserably. We will say the wrong thing. We'll do the wrong thing. But you know, it's okay. Failing is okay. Not trying. That's the problem. Try to do the right thing. Stop and think of others. Jesus knows being a goat's in our nature. But we also have the nature of the sheep. To pray, to give, to care. And as Mother Teresa says, see Christ in everyone, even when you look in a mirror. And in the end, and the hardest part of this gospel, is his judgment will come on us and the church and the world. And he will separate the people, one on his left, one on his right. And some of us tremble at that thought that we're going to be judged. We don't like it. But Jesus is clear in the gospel. But you got to read the whole gospel. Don't tremble. Don't fear. You know who's judging us? The King who forgives infinitely. The King who loves us infinitely. The King who brings infinite light to temporary darkness. And the judgment of a King that loved you and loved me so much. He stretched out his arms on the hard wood of the cross that all might come within his saving embrace. And all he asks is that we are sheep that hears his voice. And here's his judgment. Here is his judgment. He will call you into his heavenly kingdom. If you're a sheep, you will hear the shepherd's voice and you will follow. If you're a goat, Jesus will let you remain independent and outside of the kingdom. So, beloved, be not afraid. See Christ in all persons. Do the best you can and love one another. For we will hear the shepherd's voice, and like sheep, the kingdom of heaven will be our place of rest this day and all.